Move on. Picture this, you're in a virtual bar, freely downing the drinks like there's no tomorrow, and then fueled by virtual liquid courage, you take the driver's seat. But it's all happening within the safety of the simulation. But this isn't a game. It's a powerful and eye-opening educational and behaviour change tool. Drunk Goggles is a simulator launched by aware.org to combat drink driving. To find out more from aware.org's senior programme manager, let's welcome Lebohang Mashiko to the show. Lebohang, great to have you with us. What is this? What is Drunk Goggles and what's the aim behind it? Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Sarah James, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you very much for having us, and happy Freedom Day to everyone.
And to you too, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, just to your question, the Drunk Goggles is basically an innovative digital tool that we developed as aware.org. Maybe just a little bit of context about who Aware is. We are a non-profit organization fully funded by the alcohol industry. Our main focus is in three areas: to address drunk driving, underage drinking, as well as sober pregnancies. So we developed this Drunk Goggles, this tool, basically to simulate the experience of driving under the influence of alcohol. Sarah Jane, I was listening to you after 7 o'clock, basically when you were talking about you were driving on one of the highways behind a car, and you could actually see that that driver is under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
So basically, as a way, we want to give people the experience virtually of how is it like to drink, to drive while you are under the influence of alcohol. We understand that it's a big problem in our country. I mean, we know over the festive season, over Easter period, you know, every time the ministers report on road accident fatalities, they are always on the rise. And we are talking about people's life. It's just not numbers, okay? It is people's lives. People are dying. It's the breadwinners. So this is another way of us trying, you know, to raise awareness about the dangers of drinking and driving and encourage individuals to make responsible decisions to only drive sober.
Lebohang, how does it actually work?
Well, as you know, we are in the digital world. So basically, the users will be immersed in a virtual environment. You will just need to log onto our website, aware.org.za. So you will freely consume virtual drinks in a simulated bar setting. And then after indulging as a user, then you will attempt to navigate a vehicle, experiencing firsthand the impairing effects of alcohol on, you know, your perception and the driving abilities. You know, many people go out to a bar or they will have a drink at their friend's house. It can be one drink, but someone will think, actually, I am okay. You know, I just had one drink. I'm still okay, you know, to drive home. But also there is a myth. People will say, no, I actually drink. I mean, I drive better while I'm under the influence. That is not correct. You know, as aware.org, we basically say, do not do it. Just don't do it. Don't even have one drink. There are so many alternatives out there. You know, get an Uber, get a dedicated driver. Or if you are at your friend's house, how about you sleep over? So this is another way we're trying to, you know, to say people log onto our website, experience, you know, how is it like, you know, driving under the influence of alcohol online at your own time, in your own space.
When you often do these campaigns and I wonder, do they work, Lebohang? How does this lead to behavioural change? Because I'm not sure necessarily that somebody who has the proclivity to get behind the wheel drunk is going to find themselves on your website, is going to do this. I'm wondering, what confidence do you have that this actually is effective?
Well, we are very confident that our campaigns really work. To us, we know that changing behavior is not something that's just going to happen overnight, right? It's going to take time. So with each and every campaign that we put out there, we are hoping that we get to one person and save one person's life. So the brand goggles, basically, they provide users with a realistic experience that demonstrates the dangers of drinking and driving. So by experiencing the simulated effects of alcohol on their driving abilities and thinking that this behavior through, users will then be motivated to make responsible decisions and avoid driving under the influence in real life.
All right. How do people access this simulator, Lebohan?
Yeah, it's actually easy. As I said, you need to log on to aware.org.za website.
Yeah.
And it's free. You know, you don't need to pay anything. It's basically one of the free educational tools that we have developed as aware.org.
Okay.
So by basically logging on to aware.org.za, you will find the Drunk Goggles tool there. We also post it across all our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, as well as Instagram.
How will you measure the success, Lebohan, of the drink driving simulator?
Sarah Jane, you know it will be amazing one day after the Easter period or festive season. By the way, I must mention that drinking and driving happens, you know, all the time. It's
sure.
Not only around Easter or the festive season. That's why we have an always-on approach as aware.org. But basically, one day we wake up, the minister says, you know, over the Easter period or over the festive season, there were no road accidents that were caused by drunk drivers. You know, that's the dream. You know, that's what we want to work through. But as I said, behavioral change, you know, will basically take a lot of time. So we've got a number of metrics that we will be measuring in our campaigns. Basically, we need more people to engage, you know, with the tools on our website. You know, we need feedback from testimonials from our stakeholders and the users. One thing that we are good about as aware.org, and we encourage, we work with, you know, law enforcement, we work with private organizations, with other NGOs. We need that whole of society approach, everyone to come in and address this issue. And as I said, you know, with the continued use over the time, you know, we want to see a reduction in drunk driving incidents and fatalities. Those fatalities, we're talking about people's lives. We're talking about breadwinners. People, South Africans, let's not do it. Just don't do it. You know, make a better choice. You know, if you are caught drinking and driving, you're killing people's lives, innocent people's lives. You'll end up in jail, criminal record. So let's not do it. I mean, we kind of sound like a broken record because we say the same thing all over, all the time. But, you know, let's just change our behaviors. Let's look at ourselves. You know, we've got that tendency of accepting drunk driving as South African, or even irresponsible use of alcohol. We accept it like we think that it's cool, but it is not.
While you've been talking, I've been listening, Lebohan, but I've also been necking back the drinks on the simulator, and I'm now behind the wheel of the car. It's very clever what you've done. It is really, really clever. I feel like this is the kind of simulator that should be at all driving test centres. Like, before you can get in the car and do your driving test, it's like, you know, it is a privilege to be able to be on the road, and we are entrusting you as a member of society to take care. It's not just you in the car, it's every other road user. I remember when I was learning to drive, my mum said to me, you must treat everyone else on the road like they're a complete fool, because you don't know what the next person's going to do. It's a really clever simulator. Not only that, but I mean, you know, if there were... all it would take, well, I'm saying all it would take, maybe it wouldn't, but if you could speak to parents, family members of those who've lost people to drink drivers, if they had those people sitting at driving test centres before you get your driving test certificate, perhaps people would realise that it is a privilege and a responsibility to own that little card that allows you to drive. It's not just about, can I operate this this car on the road? It is about a social responsibility factor. I think it's very, very clever. It's called the Drunk Driving Simulator, aware.org.za. Have a go. Have a go with your young people who perhaps are preparing to get their driver's permits. And just, you know, this is the reality. Lebohang, thanks very much indeed for joining us. An absolute pleasure. Lebohang Mashekho is Senior Programme Manager at aware.org.